When you're on the bus, when you're walking, these are called the six mitzvot tmidius, which means the six constant mitzvahs. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Halacha brings down that whenever you think about these mitzvahs or these concepts, you get a mitzvah. I don't know exactly what that means. Like you get extra ice cream when you go to heaven or whatever, but when you think about these things, you are putting into practice the main concepts, some of the big concepts of Judaism. You're clinging to Hashem, you're davuk to Hashem, and they say just by thinking about these ideas, meditating upon them, you get a mitzvah. So let's just go through them. First mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah that you just think about it, you get a mitzvah? Anybody guess? Excellent. How do you know? Okay, so the first mitzvah is knowing that there is a God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, first commandment. So just know that there is a God. Think about that. Not just that there is a God, but the Be'er Halacha points out that there's a God who cares about you, who guides us, who's involved in the world. Obviously, we're not going to have time to get into all the details of how to get to that place. You know, read some books, talk to Rabbini, but knowing that there is a God, fine. Second mitzvah, after knowing that there's a God, don't believe in other gods, right? The second commandment, right after that, in Shmoot, where are we up to? 23. So, that there should not be any gods besides you. Now, that seems pretty easy, but those are claims not just to not believe in other gods, but to believe, not believe that there are any other powers, i.e. money, ego, honor. I don't worship anything except Hashem. Hashem is my number one priority. If I think about that, I get a mitzvah. Mitzvah number three. God is one, right? What's the pasuk for that? Shema Yisrael, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Simple sense that there's one God. In the maybe deeper sense that everything is really God. Everything is really, everything that happens to you in your life, even the challenges, the tough times, that's also from Hashem. That's also a part of God. And thus, it's all for the best. It's all good. So that's mitzvah number three. Mitzvah number four. Also Shema, love God. Be'ahavtet Hashem Elokecha. Right? It's actually easy. You just by saying Shema with Kavanah, you get three of these mitzvahs. So be'ahavtet Hashem, to love Hashem. What does it mean to love God? Again, shir for another time. How do we get to that place? But the Rambam writes about looking at nature, studying Torah, dwelling on the fact that we're all part of God. We're all part of that oneness, which is Hashem, and hopefully naturally as a result of that, we'll come to love God. Good, so you feeling love of Hashem, that's mitzvah number four. Mitzvah number five, in contrast to loving Hashem, is fearing Hashem. Good, Hashem Elokecha tiyirah, pasuk in Devarim. What does it mean to fear God, to be aware, yirah, lirot, to see God in everything? Like the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, like the way a person talks in when he's in front of the king is not the same way that a person acts when he's just chilling. To always be aware that you're in the presence of Hashem and to realize that there are spiritual consequences. If we do the wrong thing, it's like poison for our soul. So we don't want to lose that relationship with Hashem. And finally, mitzvah number six of the six constant mitzvahs is also in Shema. Anybody remember? Come on, it's on the board. It's on the bottom. What's the sixth mitzvah? Don't stray after your eyes and hearts. Meaning, you know what the right thing is to do, but you want something else. You know you should eat healthy carrots and cucumbers, but you want that iced coffee. Not that that's a sin. I'm just saying that's a good example that to know, to every in life we always have decisions. We're either going to do what we know to be the right thing or we're going to do what we sometimes ought not to do, but we want it. Says, don't stray after your eyes and your heart. Do what you know to do the right thing. Do what Hashem wants you to do. You think about these six mitzvahs anytime you get a mitzvah. I try to do it while I'm biking sometimes. If anybody wants as a special, incentive. If anybody says the six mitzvahs to me as you're walking out, you get some fresh squeeze. Orange juice, but this is really a gift for you for the rest of your life. You can always always do these mitzvahs, and you should always be in a state of shifti, Hashem lenegdi tamid, the first halacha on the Shulchan Aruch, placing Hashem before you always, should have an amazing day.